minutes in the summertime with Thirsty Merc, River 1467 at 828 with all the latest news coming up for you next. But joining me in the studio is our member for Mallee, Dr. Anne Webster. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Jason. Great to be back here.
Yeah, I know. How good is it? Lockdown yeah, number five done.
I know.
I made a joke. What was the old song? Same verse, same as the first.
Yeah. Rinse and repeat. That's what we've been at.
Exactly. All right, let's get to it. I mean, a couple of topics you've covered in news over the last week or two. Just want to go through these quite quickly because there is a topic around COVID I'd like to focus on more this morning, but just quickly cover for businesses support packages available now. This is great news from both the state and national government.
Yeah, absolutely. The Commonwealth and Victorian government have gone 50-50. To ensure that our businesses' licensed hospitality venue fund is opened up, the commercial tenancy relief scheme, thank goodness, and landlord hardship fund, as well as the small business COVID hardship fund. So there are millions of dollars out there. Going through Service Australia as a system is proving incredibly effective and quick. But if anyone has any questions on the support that they need, please contact my office, 5021-5987. Or go to the website because we've actually listed all of this and the links to how to get this support.
You need very much need. I mean, if you go through Langtree Mall, and I think there was a photo of you in the paper this week, there's just, it's empty.
Yeah.
It's ghost town.
Yeah, it is ghost town.
Yeah, it's tragic.
And heaps of businesses have really, really suffered. Yeah. So we want to support them.
Yep. A lot of notes, some cash for Hattacolcane National Park. Keith Pitt announcing that this will help, among other things, the very precious creatures in this region.
Yeah, look, I had to actually look up these creatures because two of them are plants and I'd never heard of them. The winged peppercress sounds like a bird to me, but no, it's a plant. And the honey eater, of course, painted honey eater, and the ridged water milfoil. It's also a plant. But anyway, look, the good news is $128,000 is going in around Hattacolcane and a little bit further south. So Murray-Darling Healthy Rivers program, and two further rounds are opening up for those who missed out. There are plenty more. There's plenty of opportunity to put in a bid for that funding. Some people are putting in fences to keep ruse out. You know, put your hand up.
Yep.
And it's going to open soon. So we'll certainly be posting it.
Also funding for the airport.
Yes. We've got $1.6 million funding for five of the shires. Mildura Airport has received $298,000. Also Swan Hill, Yarriambiack, Horsham and Hindmarsh Shire Council. So, yeah, good news for the airports. Just helps them in this incredibly difficult time.
Yeah, they are doing it tough. There's articles both in both papers this morning covering how tough it is. Hey, I want to get to, a very heated challenge for vaccination rollout is, it's been efficiency getting the vaccination out, which has opened doors for pharmacies to administer the vaccination in-house. However, this is, it's presented a new challenge because local pharmacies have been crying out saying we don't have enough pharmacists. And you've worked with the Immigration Minister on this. What's the solution?
Yeah, look, I'm really pleased to say that the Immigration Minister has responded. So we've had specific pharmacists who've come to me and said, you know, we need pharmacy to be on the skilled migration program as a priority scheme. And it hasn't been until now. And the Immigration Minister has just told me this week that hospital pharmacists, retail pharmacists and industrial pharmacists are now on the critical priority migration skilled occupation list. So that is great news and will help to give us the people to give the jabs.
Yeah, absolutely. Vitally important at this point in time.
Incredibly important.
Yeah. I want to, just on COVID-19, because of course dark times were coming out of COVID lockdown number five. One of the, in fact, this is your small piece in Mildura Weekly. I recently had just half an hour ago John Dooley from Mildura Weekly, and I want to read just a quote that you've put in here because I think this really captures a lot of our behind-scene feelings about what it's all about. Let me read this to you because I'd like a further comment. The pandemic has exposed government aversion to risk and the resulting obsession with risk mitigation through control. The government's reliance on expert advice has been relentlessly maligned. Experts have diverse views and risk appetites. What a statement. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, look, I did a piece originally for the Herald Sun, and I think that it's just been coming to me, if you like, over the last few weeks, that what we're dealing with here is risk. Mm. And we're dealing with risk appetite. Everybody is aware of risk mitigation plans, whether you're at school or you've got a business or a board or whatever. We have all these fabulous plans that look at the likelihood of the risk, the severity of that event should it occur, and then the consequences. And this is fundamentally what drives a lot of the behaviours, even the politically correct behaviours in, you know, some of the things that we see around us that drive those of us who are on the other side of the fence crazy. It is about risk. And the question that I think that we need to ask as a society in Australia, globally really, but in Australia, is what risk are we prepared to take? Mm. And what is the risk? Is the risk about deaths? Is the risk about hospitalizations and an overwhelmed health system? Yes, yes, to both of those. Is it about political fallout? You know, if we say the wrong thing.
Let me stop you. Let me ask you there. Where are we with that? Where is that line? Do you think there's way too much political fear of fallout in this pandemic that's actually causing more grief than necessary?
I think that there is. I think that weighs heavily.
Right.
Not just because of not winning the next election, but it also has to do with the decisions that we make. If we kill half our population, which we're not going to do, but if we, you know, that's an incredible risk. And what do we need to prevent that? What we have at the moment in Australia, I think, is a zero tolerance for risk. Period.
Mm.
You know, we don't like any risk at all, so we try and shut down everything. If we look at the UK, and one of the other things I wrote in that article was, if you look at the UK, they've now lifted the Band-Aid off, and it's a let it rip process. And I'm not saying that that should be the way we go either at the moment. Our vaccination levels are not there. Vaccination is the way to manage the risk that we're facing.
Yep.
And then what we have in terms of if you look at the vaccinations and AstraZeneca, for example, there has been a tremendous pushback on that.
Yeah.
Again, about risk. Questionable.
Do you know, you've got information up on your Facebook page. If someone would like to follow it, Dr. Anne Webster, it's nice to have you in the studio. We're out of time, but I'm look forward to catching up with you in 2 weeks.
Great. Thanks so much, Jason.
All right. Moving on, we've got all the latest new sport weather for you now. Coming up, Secret Sound. It's worth $335 this morning. You're on River 1467.
Thanks to Monaghan Truck and Trailer Sales.